Every radio station in New York is looking for a different sound, and here at a rock and roll radio station, and most of them in the country, newsmen like to have a rather boomy voice, you know, and because of it, a lot of the microphones that we use are such that they enhance that. Sennheiser microphones have roll-offs and various adjustments, so you can each man can come in and adjust his own microphone for what he wants. Usually, however, it's preset, and once they decide on what they want, you know, when I say roll-off, they can roll off the highs and make it a little bit more bassy. They could leave them in and could make it a little brighter, depending.
Can a real cheapo microphone or a bottom-of-the-line microphone have a bad effect on the sound of the newscast?
Yes, it can. If you use a cheap microphone on the air, no matter either newscast or otherwise, it certainly could have a bad effect. Bad microphones tend to sound very tinny, you know, and they hiss and pop. And these microphones are set up so that they, you know, they don't tend to do those things.
What about equalizing the room? Is that an important thing to do, too?
Well, we just had several rooms built here at 99X, and we had James Hansen Associates come in, and they're a firm that does room equalizing and soundproofing. Yes, it's very important. This particular room here that we're in is not the soundproof room. If you go into the main studio or the new news booth, you'll find that the walls are such that it enhances the sound of the newsman. In fact, the newscast used to be done from this room, and when they moved to the other rooms, the really well-designed rooms, they all noticed the difference. And if you'll notice, this room is almost completely covered, except for this wall where the glass is, with these sound acoustical panels. Whereas in the news booth, there are other walls that aren't, and it's balanced. Some walls should have the acoustical panel, some shouldn't. It causes a reflection of the sound off, and the microphone, of course, picks up the room ambience.
What about compression? Does a lot of compression help?
Well, compression has good and bad effects. It gives you a very booming, loud sound on the air. It tends to make you modulate very high. On the other hand, when you're doing a newscast, especially in speaking, whenever one takes a breath, it makes that quality come up also. It tends to suck in every sound that is made, and since that is one of the sounds that's made when we're speaking, it tends to make it sound like the newsman is out of breath. So you have to be careful when you do that. Well, sometimes here we go through phases of either having teletype underneath the newsman while he's speaking or not. Teletype tends to hide. If you're going to have hypercompression, teletype hides the breath, but then when he stops speaking, it also the teletype gets louder, so it's a compromise there, too.